Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to day after day after day be able to open the Word of the Living God, to know that He's ready to speak to us. He wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. And so when we open the Word of God and we ask Him to bless our time studying His Word, I can promise you, He's not only going to add it to our lives, but He's going to help us to be able to obey and implement it within our lives. And so we always go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to do just that. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless You. We want to give You thanks and praise for the opportunity to study Your Word. We know that Your Word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And that if we'll hide Your words in our heart, we won't sin against You. And so that's our desire today, Lord. We want to just be blessed by Your Holy Spirit, to be guided into the truth, and then to be able to keep that truth. We need the power of Your Spirit as well. We bless You. We thank You again for Your Word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, If Jesus Came, They Had Not Sin. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 22. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus told His disciples, If the world hates you, you know that it hated Me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted Me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept My saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for My name's sake, because they know not Him that sent Me. And in chapter 15 of verse 22 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. Where we read, If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. The verse reads, If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. John began with the words, If I had not come, which means whether and in case I, Jesus, did not arise and appear, and spoken unto them, or and uttered, declared, and proclaimed to the inhabitants of the world, they had not had sin, which means the inhabitants of the world would not have held, owned, or possessed the missing of the mark, error, mistake, and wrong. John shared how Jesus said, If He would not have spoken His words to the inhabitants of the world, they would not have had sin in their lives. The verse continues, But now have they no cloak for their sin. John added the words, But now, which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, at this time, they have no cloak, or the inhabitants of the world do not have a pretense, or outward showing for their sin, which means as a covering for the inhabitants of the world's missing of the mark, error, mistakes, or wrongs. John shared how Jesus said the inhabitants have no covering for their errors, mistakes, and wrongs because He shared His word with them. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus' appearance and spoken word exposed all the sin in the world, and no one has an excuse or covering for their errors and wrongs. The beginning of a person's awareness of their need for Jesus is when they understand they have violated the law of God and are sinners. Sin means to miss the mark. And Jesus said, Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. You can see Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 for that verse. And therefore everyone is a sinner. Paul the Apostle wrote, There is none righteous, no, not one. You can see Romans chapter 3 and verse 10 for more about that. And for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can see Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 for more about that. God sent His Son Jesus in the world not only to expose sin within people, but also to pay the price of death for that sin. You see Romans chapter 6, verse 23 for more about that. Those who are wise will acknowledge their sin, ask Jesus to forgive them, and yield their lives to Him as their personal Savior and Lord. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells His disciples, He that hates Me hates My Father also. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.